Chefs from across Europe were in Denver recently as part of a U.S. Meat Export Federation program designed to make them advocates for U.S. beef. Yuri Barukin, USMEF representative in the European Union, led the team to cutting and cooking seminars and on visits to restaurants, retail outlets, and a cattle ranch. In this USMEF report, Barukin explains the goal of the team's visit.
This, we want to train those chefs to be multipliers in the European market. We want them to go back to their homelands, talk to their colleagues, talk to their peers, talk to their clients, and tell them about what they know about U.S. beef. And since we want those people to be U.S. beef ambassadors in Europe, we want to show him the whole process. What makes U.S. beef special? What are particular attributes to U.S. beef? Why it is different to beef from other origin? And I think it is very important because U.S. beef has a story to tell, to learn the science behind U.S. beef, to learn about the process of producing U.S. beef. Also, we're going to go and see a farm that produces cattle for the European Union. So basically, we are trying to push the knowledge on them so they absorb as much knowledge as possible.
Two separate training sessions in Denver by Chef Jay McCarthy helped give the European chefs new ideas for utilizing U.S. beef, while a day-long tour of restaurants inspired creative ideas for new dishes.
U.S. beef is not just about ribeye, tenderloin, and strip loin, that there are many other alternative cuts available, and with a bit of knowledge, with a bit of expertise, you can actually make fantastic steaks at a lower value. And I think it is very important for Europe because Europe pays high dollar for U.S. beef. It is a very expensive product in Europe, but we provide an opportunity for those chefs to learn about the alternative cuts.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Ralph Lose.